Melanie Murad is part of the new generation of jazz singers, and she's been making her name in New York City for over the past 7 years. She has local roots in Western Michigan, born and raised in Spring Lake. Melanie began singing at the age of 7. She graduated from Hope College, studied with jazz singer Edie Evans Hyde, and performed abroad in Argentina before settling in New York to pursue a career in jazz. In 2016, Melanie Murad released her debut album, I'll Go Mad, which featured original compositions along with standards and popular songs. She has a group of stellar musicians on I'll Go Mad, including Masami Ishikawa on guitar, Elias Bailey on bass, Art Hirahara at the piano, and Alvin Atkinson on drums. Here's the title track.
Talk like that, I'll go mad. And don't breathe like that, dog. I'll go mad. Stars shine for us in the night, and the moon hangs down big and bright. So don't whisper like that, 'cause I'll go. Dancing with you in the dark, windows wide open, singing our song, our favorite song, and you with those big brown eyes, and me just dreaming of us. And you with your eyes, and me with my dreams, and us with this love. Crazy though it seems, so please don't talk like that. I'll go mad, and don't breathe like that, dog.
I talked to Melanie Murad by cell phone and asked her how she became a jazz singer.
Growing up, I loved Nat King Cole, and I also listened to Billie Holiday. So that was kind of always there, a love for jazz. But I more pursued musical theater, you know, kind of the classic musical theater, learning to sing more in an opera style. But when I went into my freshman year in college at Hope, I took a dance class where they played Stacey Kent, and I just fell in love with her voice and the music. She had did an album on, you know, kind of covered some Fred Astaire music that he had covered. And so that had this really, I just couldn't stop listening to that album and just started even falling more in love with jazz, kind of started transitioning a little bit, started taking lessons with Edie Evans Hyde, and then, yeah, so kind of just more going on a jazz path after that.
Tell us about your lessons with Edie Evans Hyde. What did she teach you?
Well, actually, the cool thing was it kind of brought a lot of freedom to me with music, because, you know, a lot of my lessons were very technical, and I actually had a teacher that it got to the point where I was singing laying down on the floor. Like, I'd be laying on my back and she'd have me sing, and then I'd have a thigh master, I'd have to sing with that. And, you know, I had this natural vibrato, kind of like that kind of really fit jazz. But for some reason with that teacher, she just felt like that was not right. I have to get rid of that. She had me going to vocals. I had to go and, you know, have my vocal cords checked and make sure everything was okay. But with Edie, it kind of was so opposite that. It was more just, what do you love? Like, let's work on those songs. just letting me use my vibrato, kind of my natural voice. And it's almost just like speaking. It's so easy, you know. So it was a lot of freedom for me. And especially I'd love to play with time, phrasing. And so that also is just freedom. Like, I don't have to be right on the beat. I can play with it. I can have fun. You know, we did improvisation, scatting. It was just like kind of a whole new world for me.
Did that open things up for you and make things a little bit more freer?
Oh, definitely. So much more fun. It just turned out to be just more me, you know, versus I'm trying to, you know, do this classical piece that I don't really feel, you know, because I can just feel all those songs, the jazz tunes, you know, just all the emotions that they hit on, really relate to them. So it just felt like this is me, to kind of open up the door, kind of be myself.
How soon after graduating did you start singing jazz on a regular basis?
I actually studied abroad. So I went to Argentina. I was kind of like doing opera, but also really they had a kind of a jazz scene there. So I started doing, just going to some jazz jams and meeting people. So I kind of feel like I started there, like just kind of checking out, like, okay, I'm about to graduate. Let's see kind of what I want to really pursue here. So basically I moved home. I remember I met with Edie. I had the opportunity to come to New York. And she just really encouraged me, just, you know, to just like, go do it. You know, I had a lot of reservations, I think, just not a lot of money saved up. I think I moved here to New York with $300, you know? So, but when I got to New York, I just kind of tried to focus on going to hear live music. I was just, everywhere I went, there was just amazing performers. It was just a great place to just grow and just gain confidence. So probably about 6 months after I moved to New York, I started, you know, getting some gigs.
This is Love Ain't Easy from I'll Go Mad. I asked Melanie how she connected with such a who's who of young players in New York City.
When I first moved here, there's this huge jazz jam scene. So many clubs, really late night hours, they have jams. You can just go and meet other musicians. You know, I would sing two or three songs and then just get a chance to really connect and, you know, get the vibe of other musicians and play with them. And so when I started getting gigs, there's one guitarist that I met, Masami Ishikawa. And he's on my album. We've been playing together probably the longest, almost, you know, close to 7.5, 8 years. He actually introduced me to the bass player, Elias Bailey. They really just came along with my vision, with the original tunes that are on my album. And, you know, we had played together steady for quite a while. So it was kind of an easy thing just to all the songs that we've been playing that we liked the most and that I liked and kind of had the best reception. We just kind of decided, hey, these are the songs. Like, let's choose these. Kind of all of our gigs were, they almost felt like rehearsals because we had been playing them for so long. And then Elias actually introduced me to his friend Art Hirahara, who plays piano on the album. you know, and he plays with Stacey Kent, so that's amazing. And he's just such a great musician. They just follow you, like, as a accompanist. That's kind of their goal, is just to support you. Alvin Atkinson, Elias had actually introduced me to Alvin, and he's also, we had our album release, and he was just so fun, like, looking back at the videos, he's just smiling the whole time. Just, they were just all such supportive musicians. So I feel really blessed to have, you know, these guys around me that can just kind of be so supportive. And even with original tunes, you know, it's not so easy to have your originals out there and to just have the confidence to record them. But they're with me kind of every step of the way.
Melanie Murad. Her new CD is I'll Go Mad. For more information, go to melaniemurad.com.
And when you call me, I'll always come, always come. And when you love me, I'll always stay. But if you leave me, I'll still come running back to you, to you, to you.
For Midday, I'm Scott Vanderwerf.
You call me, I'll always come, and when you love me, I'll always stay, but if you leave me, I'll still come.